Thursday mornings at 8:30, Marianne Combs from NPR News joins us for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Happy Thursday.
How Happy Thursday. Doing? Yes, Thursdays are magical. Nice to have you here with us. All right, what's going on?
Well, this weekend is the annual St. Paul Art Crawl. Yeah. Big art deal. If you want to check out studios, there's a huge map online at stpaulartcrawl.org where you can look at all the different places you can go, open studios, check out art in various locations. Some of the hub of that is down in Lower Town, Northern Warehouse, places like that, you know, where Black Dog Coffee House is.
Right.
That's a big hub for it. Now, while you're in Northern Warehouse and by just down the street on the same building from the Black Dog Coffee House on the first floor there, Nautilus Music Theater has moved into a space down there. They were up in a very tiny space upstairs, and they've moved down into a bigger space. They're putting on this musical theater production called Ordinary Days. Now, this show has been getting rave reviews. What Ben Cryo is over at Nautilus specializes in is taking, you know, musical theater, opera, stuff that's usually done on a big stage. He brings it down and he packs a tiny little theater, very intimate experience, amazing vocalists performing just 3 feet from the audience members. So you have, and then they take things like, this is sort of like the, exemplifies what they do. He's taking a show in which the characters are not extraordinary. There's no Tosca in here. There's no big, profound, you know, roles in these shows. It's about ordinary people.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's like 4 people living in New York apartments and just their stories and what they're going through, transitioning from sort of out of youth and sort of the little disillusionment and figuring out, okay, this is what life is going to be like now. And so he takes these, you know, this sort of a show where there's this intense, beautiful music that goes on. And it's all about sort of finding the beauty in your own ordinary life. So anyway, it's been getting rave reviews. That's at Nautilus Music Theater. And it's in the Northern Warehouse in Lower Town, St. Paul. So you go see some art and then you can see a show, great music. Then,
cool. Give us the title of that one more time, by the way.
It's Ordinary Days.
Ordinary Days.
Just Ordinary Days.
All right, cool.
Yeah. And then here's another great title for you. The Road Weeps, The Well Runs Dry. This is a show at Pillsbury House Theater in Minneapolis. And this is written by Marcus Gardley. Exciting new play. It's about, get this, Wauwoka, Oklahoma. I had no idea about this. This is the first all-black town in America. And so what goes on here is this...
And that's a real town. It's not like a fictional...
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And black Seminoles, people of both African and Native American heritage, watch all they have built collapse in a clash between the new religion and the old way when the well water runs dry. This is an exciting, you know, exciting new work featuring some of the best talent in the Twin Cities. I mean, I looked at this cast and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is going to be good. So this is Pillsbury House Theater in Minneapolis. And
awesome.
That show runs through October 27th.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to checking that one out. So we have St. Paul Art Crawl. We have Ordinary Days. We have The Road Weeps, The Well Runs Dry. And there you have a pretty darn good weekend.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Thank you, as always, for a sweet précis of all we have out there. That's very nice. Marianne Combs, she writes the State of the Arts blog over at nprnews.org. Check it out. She's always blogging away and joins us Thursday morning at 8:30. We'll see you next time, Marianne.
All righty.